And welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. We're so pleased you've joined us. We are so glad that you're here. God wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Right, we'll start with Psalm 63, 3 and 6. It's talking, what is God's nature like? What does God think of you? It says this and shows us in the Psalms, in the Psalm. For your love and kindness are better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I lie awake at night thinking of you. Oh, how much you have helped me, and how I rejoice through the night beneath the protecting shadow of your wings. I follow close behind you, protected by your strong right arm. What the Bible is saying here, God's love and kindness to you are better than life itself. We are to praise the Lord and rejoice and be thankful as we are under the protecting shadow of his wings. So stay close to God, protected by his strong right arm. Why? Because he loves and cares for you. Now the gospel message today is, someone may say, do not talk to me about Christ's salvation. Well, the answer to that is, I am simply bringing God's message to you. It says in Jeremiah 1:17, it's just for me. Therefore, prepare yourself and arise and speak to them all that I command you. Do not be dismayed before their faces, lest I dismay you before them. For you will go wherever I send you and speak whatever I tell you to. See, loved ones, this contains the message to be delivered, for me to deliver. And go and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says, whether they listen or fail to listen. This is what it says in Ezekiel 3:11. See, my business is to witness, to tell you of God's loving kindness about this salvation message. I'm to tell you, whether you listen or fail to listen, that choice is yours, my friend. In 2 Corinthians 2:15 and 16 and 17, it says, as far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our life. It is a fragrance of Christ within us, an aroma to both the saved and the unsaved all around us. To those who are not being saved, we seem a fearful smell of death and doom, while to those who know Christ, we're a life-giving perfume. But who is adequate for such a task as this? Only those who, like ourselves, are men of integrity, sent by God, speaking with God's power, with God's eye upon us. See, friends, my business is to witness, to tell you of God's loving kindness to save you. About this salvation message, I'm to tell you whether you listen or fail to listen. The choice is yours. In Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. In Romans 2:16, the day will surely come when at God's command, Jesus Christ will judge the secret lives of everyone, their innermost thoughts and motives. This is all part of God's great plan, which I proclaim, or the gospel that I preach. In Hebrews 9:27, and just as it appointed for all men once to die, and after that, the certain judgment. See, God is saying that we have all sinned. The wages of sin is death. The gospel's being proclaimed today. It's appointed for all men and women once to die. After that, the certain judgment. As soon as we die, then the certain judgment. What did you do with Jesus Christ sacrificed for you? Amen. His love and compassion that he's poured out for you. And how to get your life right with God? Your sins washed away forever and be part of God's family. We see this, the response is to receive Christ. In Romans 10:9-13, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. The free gift of eternal salvation is being offered now. Is there any good reason why you cannot receive Christ right now? And how to receive Christ? Just follow me in this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins. Just follow us along in the prayer. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Receiving Christ, you are born into God's family. It's the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. It's called a new birth. It's the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To know him better, read your Bible every day if possible. Talk to God in prayer anywhere, at any time. Tell others about Christ. Worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. Get into a good Bible-based church. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Well, this part of the message now, we will be praying for the sick. To those that are sick and in pain and want Jesus to heal them by the power of the Holy Spirit, then listen to what God is saying from the Bible. Acts 3:2, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, who was laid daily at the gate of the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them for some money. They look at him intently. Then Peter said, look here. The lame man looked at them eagerly, expecting a gift. But Peter said, we don't have any money for you, but I'll give you something else. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Then Peter took the lame man by the hand and pulled him to his feet. And as he did, the man's feet and ankle bones were healed and strengthened, so he came up with a leap, stood there a moment, and began walking. Then walking, leaping, and praising God, he went into the temple with them. See, friends, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this man started walking, leaping, and praising God as the man's feet and ankle bones were healed and strengthened. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. See, we see it as the devil that causes all the oppression and sickness, and it's the anointing, the power of the Holy Spirit, that does good and heals the sick and oppressed every day. When Jesus sent out the 12 disciples on their first missionary journey, he commanded them to cast out demons and heal the sick every time. He sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So he departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Just what I've just read this comes from Luke 9, verse 2 and 6. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible says his love and compassion is still the same. He wants to heal you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The Bible says here that he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. It's his word that will heal you and deliver you from destructions. And the ability to give distant healing, we see this in Luke 7, 7 and 10. It says this, that is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and my servant will be healed. Verse 10 says, and when the messengers who had been sent returned to the house, they found the boy who had been ill or sick quite well again. See, again we see God sent his word and healed him. Distance is nothing to God. The Holy Spirit does and can heal over this radio broadcast. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Mark 16 verse 20 says, and the disciples went everywhere preaching, and the Lord was with them and confirmed what they said by the miracles that followed their messages. I'm bringing a message here today of salvation and healing. Isaiah 10:27. It shall come to pass that the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. And in Thessalonians says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit. See, friend, that's who's going to do the healing today. It's the Holy Spirit. It's his power. He's the confirmer of his word, the confirmer of the gospel. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Amen. I will start to pray for the sick and hurting now. Place your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you are going to do. It says in your word, there is nothing too hard for you. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, those who have been hurt emotionally, brokenhearted, I bind and I break the power of that and command you to loose and set them free. Be healed and made whole by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those in pain and discomfort, those with sickness or diseased organs that are malfunctioning, I command you to loose them now and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. The oppressed, those in bondage, the downtrodden, I bind and break your power. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. Be healed and made whole. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for setting the captives free. I praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for what is happening, the healings that are taking place. I thank you for your loving kindness to your children. The miracles that follow the preaching of your word, I thank you, Lord. I ask you now, try and see if there is any improvement. And if pain is starting to subside, check it out. For you shall recover, the Bible says. Some healings are not instant. Sometimes it takes time. But a lot of the times something happens. Either there's a warmth or pain starts to go. Loved ones, keep your healing. Thank God for your healing. If it's just started, thank him for it. Believe you have received. Hold a good confession. The word of God declares in John 10:10, Jesus is saying, the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give life and all its fullness. See, now that it is good, know that it is God's will for you to be well. He wants you well. He wants your bodies healed. And he wants your mind healed. He wants you set free from any afflictions. Do not let fear come upon you. It always distorts the truth. Read your Bible and faith comes. Walk in love. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. No superstition. It only brings bondage. No witchcraft. Repent of this. Leave it alone. Make sure you are living in right relationship with God and with each other. We must live in peace. No arguing or fighting. No holding grudges or unforgiveness. Jesus says to live in peace with each other. God, and God bless you as you do. In Psalm 118 verse 17 it says, declare the works of the Lord, which means we need to testify about our healings as well as sharing the gospel. After Jesus had healed a very sick and troubled man, he told him, go and tell what great things the Lord has done for you. If you've received Christ today as your Lord and Savior, then we would love to hear from you. Get in touch with the radio station. We'd like to help you commit. My prayer for you is this, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Shalom. Amen.
Why do I tap away?